Hello again, everybody. Oh, we'll see if some people come on here today. We'll see if we can get some people to come on here. We are talking about the double standard when it comes to the state of Israel. It looks like I'm buffering there. If I could get a sound check, it could just be on my end here. But hopefully some people come over to talk about this. Interesting thing is someone's trying to justify Israel's theft of other people's land. And because what I've been doing is showing how it's a violation of international law for Putin to attack the Ukraine. And likewise, it is illegal, it's a violation of international law for the Jews of Israel to occupy the West Bank, Golan Heights, and the Gaza. Those are not their, that's not their property, and they are illegally building settlements there. There's no doubt about this. But people are unwilling to engage or debate me about this on this issue. They'll talk about a thousand other things. And the reason is because they're applying a double standard. They're not being morally or logically or intellectually consistent in how they approach things here. Somebody was saying, and hopefully they come on here, that the Jews are really getting sick and tired of these Palestinians always launching missiles at them. And they were saying, basically saying that the Jews are victims here. And, well, I just want to point out now what is currently going on in the West Bank and why there is an escalation there. So we can get lost in the weeds, like I said. There's a million derailments that we can talk about, and people do. They get lost in the weeds. But it's not very complicated at all, really. First of all, we have to understand something, and this is the common ground that we need to stand on to start with. The first thing is that the Zionist Jews of Israel are in violation of international law. This is really not controversial. It's not really a debatable point. There's no doubt about it. Israel is in violation and illegally occupying land that is not theirs. So that's where we got to start. What is this recent? And now what basically what happens here, and basically the Zionist position and the people who support the Jews in Israel, basically here's what you're saying. Those poor Jews, they're trying to steal this land, and the people that are living there are resisting. The Jews are victims. The Jews are victims from the people that they're trying to oppress. That's actually the argument that you're... This is why you will not engage me here live, because this is actually the argument that you're trying to put forth here. That the Jews are victims because the people that they are oppressing are resisting their oppression. I'm not joking with you. This is their position. The Palestinians are bad because the Palestinians are shooting rockets at the poor innocent Jews. Isn't that the argument? Netanyahu, he'll tell you that today, that the Jews have a right to defend themselves. That's all we ever hear, is how the Jews have a right to defend themselves. And the argument that people are making is that the Jews are the victims here. Huh. That's a really odd position. I'd like to see somebody try to defend it. I know I'm putting it to you in a way you haven't thought about before. You never heard it like that, but that's exactly what your position is. Your position is that I support the Jews in their ethnic cleansing. And if the people resist ethnic cleansing, those people are bad. And those people are picking on the poor Jews. Isn't that the position? Let me get a sound check. Can you hear me? We've got quite a few people here, and I would like a sound check to make sure everything is coming good here. I'm being reported for these videos. My last two videos, I think, have been reported. I've been called in. And here's what I was getting at. I had just finished saying how if you challenge Israel, the Jews of Israel, in any way, you are immediately labeled, you're good to sound, thank you. You are immediately accused of being an anti-Semite and reported. And sure as shit, somebody came on the last video and said, I just reported you for your anti-Semitism, and hate isn't allowed here, buster. And hate is a good thing, actually. For example, like I was saying, I really hate to see people abused and mistreated. Yeah. Boy, I hate it. So I tolerate hatred, actually. There's a justification for hatred. And I don't like seeing people suffer. I don't like seeing people humiliated, beat down. I can't stand it. I don't care who the people are. And what is happening here is a process of ethnic cleansing. Now, the other thing, the same person that was saying that these poor Jews are just getting picked on, these Palestinians keep on resisting their occupation. Oh, all those bad. So what they were saying is that Israel was attacked, and that's why they took the land. And I said, no, Israel was not attacked. And they said, yes, learn about the Six-Day War. Okay, let me teach you a little something about the Six-Day War. Israel was not attacked. Nassar was massing troops on the Sinai, but no one ever attacked Israel. Israel struck first. Kind of real cool what they did. They went around the opposite way. They went out into the ocean and then came back around and knocked out Egypt's air force. So none of the Arab armies had any air cover. But anyway, Israel was not attacked. I hope you understand this. And even if they were attacked, that still does not mean that they can keep lands. I hope you understand that. The Geneva Convention made it illegal from that point forward for a country to acquire lands via conquest. We actually helped. Hey, what's up? I think that's James. I'm on another live stream, James. Forgot what I was talking about. But anyway, they are illegally occupying land. And the people that, again, what is happening right now is there's been an escalation, a heightening in the speed at which the Zionist Jews of Israel are building houses and settlements in illegally occupied territory. So the reason we're seeing escalation here, let's be clear. There are some facts we can go back and forth. He hit me first. Fact: the Zionist Jews of Israel are illegally. Oh, Scott, thanks for coming. The Palestinians want to ethnically cleanse the Jews. And if the Jews didn't fight back, they would. Israel was backed into a corner in 67. Whoever reported you is a dork. You have a great channel. Thanks for coming on, Scott. Really appreciate it. I think you and I could have an intelligent conversation here. Yes, you are correct. The Arabs, it's not just the Palestinians. There's religious and ethnic conflicts everywhere. I live in New Mexico. Let me just give you an example. The Navajos over here would love to kick all of the gringos out of New Mexico, okay? So, yes, the Arabs don't want the Jews there. Absolutely, you are correct. But let me tell you another thing, though, and this is where, Scott, your position is very one-sided. The other side of that coin is that the Jews also want to ethnically cleanse the Palestinians. I hope you can acknowledge both of these things. The Jews actually have a plan and have to ethnically cleanse all the Palestinians out of the area. So we can get out of that tit-for-tat game, right? Like I said, people get lost in the weeds on this issue with little tit, who hit who first. So, Scott, let's be clear here that both parties wish to ethnically cleanse the other. Now, Yes, 1967. You are correct. But where you were wrong, Scott, is that Israel was not attacked in 1967. They were not attacked. You're mistaken about that. Nasser, the president of Egypt at the time, was amassing troops in the Sinai. That is correct. But they were not attacked. None of the Arab countries fired a shot at Israel. They preemptively struck and took out the Air Force and all that. So let's be clear about that. Even if they were attacked, and really it's a moot point, it doesn't really matter to what we're talking about. And that is, even if they were attacked, this does not give them a green light to take lands. I hope you understand there's no getting around this one. This is the problem you're going to have, Scott, in your position. The Israelis, the Jewish Zionists of Israel, are illegally occupying other people's land. In 1967, they extended. They went past their borders in violation of the Geneva Convention and international law. We have to, and not a single person has said, yes, you're right. I am right about this. This is a fact that we both have to acknowledge if we're going to move forward. Okay, so even if they were attacked, it doesn't matter. There is no legal, there's no legal justification for the Zionist Jews of Israel to acquire more lands in 1967. We have to be very clear about this if we're going to find out what's going on here. So they are in violation of international law. They are not entitled to those lands. They are illegally occupying somebody else's land. Does that make sense, Scott? Can we agree there? I bet large sums of money the person who reported you hates you. And oh, I'm sure they were not attacked, but if they don't strike first, they would have been. Maybe they would have. But again, let's get out of the weeds here, Scott. Let's get out of the weeds here. Putin was also not attacked, okay? There's a lot of similarities here. Putin was also not attacked when he invaded Ukraine. Though there was threats, right? As Kissinger, even Kissinger and Noam Chomsky are on the same page on this issue, if you can believe it, that Ukraine was to remain a buffer state, right? But we weren't doing that. We were threatening to make them NATO. We were threatening to put missiles along the border, right? All that was going on. And then Putin did exactly what you just said, Scott. Putin is saying, if we don't strike first and reclaim this land, right? It's the same kind of thing here, but there's going to be a double standard because you're probably not going to justify what Putin did, but you're going to try to justify what Israel did. And there's very similar. So we have to... Hopefully, Scott, we can agree. Hopefully, we can agree that the Jews are in violation of international law in that they are illegally occupying lands that are not theirs. We have to all agree with this because it's true. It's just like if I say the sun is a fiery ball of heat and not ice, that's a statement. And if we're going to continue to talk about cosmology or astronomy or something, we'd have to agree with that. Same thing here. It's a statement of fact that the Zionist Jews of Israel are in violation of international law in that they are illegally occupying somebody else's land. Would you can hopefully, Scott, we can agree on that. You've gone all over the place, and I'm trying to get you to come home here so that we can have a conversation. So we have to understand that there is no justification. There's no legal justification for Israel being on somebody else's land. Okay? The ICC, everybody has determined 1,000 times over that they're in violation of international law. Okay? Before we can move forward to find out, you know, what's going on and what we can do about this. So they're in violation. This recent escalation in Jenin over in the West Bank is due to something. it's not Hezbollah. I think it's called the Jenin Brigade. I don't know all the little details of all the different little militia factions over there, terrorist groups, whatever you want to call them. They have been escalating their violence towards Israel. And that is in response to something. The reason there's an escalation is because the Zionist Jews of Israel have escalated and quickened their building projects, their illegal building projects on somebody else's land. I just want to be real clear about where we're at here. That's why this is happening. I think Biden and NATO push Putin into this. Okay, but Scott, not saying, okay, Scott, boy, you address everything but this. And I'm trying, it's not about gotcha, it's about having an intelligent adult conversation. So Scott, can I please get an affirmative from you that the Jews are in violation of international law? We have to start there. Gertie, quit it. We have to start there with the understanding that that's not their land. That land was not part of their borders in 1948. That's not their property. There was go by the Balfour Agreement. There's supposed to be two states. Hold on a second. Hey, quit it. Shut up. Okay. So Scott, you have to understand. That they're in violation of international law. They are trespassing on somebody else's property. And if you can't agree with that, then we can't even have a conversation, really. Because, like I said, what I'm saying here isn't really confrontational. It's not really an opinion. It's a fact. They are in violation. They conquered. They took lands that did not belong to them. And they gave back the Sinai during Jimmy Carter. Right, Camp David? They gave that back. But they had taken that as well. Okay? So, we have to understand that's where we have to go here. Because you're pretty one-sided, Scott. I was using your comment, okay, it wasn't their land, but why wasn't it dealt with years ago? Okay, so it's not their land. There's no but, really. We've been trying to deal with it for 50 years. People have been trying to deal with it. So, okay, so you do agree that it's not their land and they are trespassing on somebody else's land. Thank you, Scott, for your intellectual honesty. I really appreciate it. So let's, for a moment, I think it's always good to try to walk a mile in somebody else's moccasins. Let's pretend that you and I, Scott, are Palestinians. Do the Palestinians have any right to resist this? Because we talk about Israel's right of self-defense, right? We hear Netanyahu is going to say that today about 12 times, that Israel has the right to defend itself. Okay. Does everybody have a right to defend themselves? Or is it just Jews that have a right to defend themselves? Or is that a universal principle? Like I was saying, if we go to natural law and John Locke, we know that the right of self-preservation is the first and foremost, most fundamental human right that we have, because if you don't have the right of protection and self-preservation, none of the other rights matter. So, Scott, do the Palestinians have a right of self-defense? I mean, this is real simple stuff. Like I said, we can get real complicated or we can keep it real simple. We've done real good so far. We've both acknowledged that Israel is in violation of international law, and they are currently trespassing on somebody else's property, and they are illegally building entire neighborhoods and settlements there. Not only are they doing that, if you look at the West Bank, there's settlements all over the place. It's not their land. They got these settlements all over. And what they are doing to the Palestinians there is just incredible. They are, if you can imagine, they're told what streets they can walk down. This is their property. If you could imagine someone coming into your house, telling you what rooms you can go to, what rooms you can't go into, and then they're just going to move their families into your house. I think you and I would resist that. The Ukrainians are resisting Putin, are they not? Do the Ukrainians have a right to resist Putin? Scott, I would like to know, do the Palestinians have a right to defend themselves? We've determined the first thing, that there's people trespassing on their property. And I, again, Scott, thank you for your intellectual honesty on that. So my next question is, do the Palestinians, just like everybody else, do they have a right to defend themselves? Or is it just the Jews that have a right to defend themselves? See how simple things can be? Little common sense, little basic logic, few little facts held in proper context. Things aren't so complicated. If we were Palestinians, I believe we would figure out that we were being... Okay, you're going to evade the leader's goal. I am correct. The Palestinian is not even a country. Okay, so you again, I'm going to ask you again, Scott. That's a great evasion. I'm asking you a very specific question, Scott. I'm asking you if people have a right to defend themselves. Those Palestinians are living there. They live there, okay? They live there. It's not the Jews. We already agreed that land does not belong to the Jews. The Jews are illegally occupying the Arabs' land, okay? And what I'm asking you is, do they have a right to defend themselves? Oh, my God, Scott, I don't care about Jordan. I'm asking you a very... See, this is why there's been no settlement in the Middle East. Because people go all over the place. I know, Scott, you don't want to answer the questions. I understand that because it's going to go against your position. I understand that. So let me answer the question for you, Scott. I'll answer it for you. The Ukrainians have a right to defend themselves against the invasion of the Russians. They most certainly do. And the Palestinians have a right to defend themselves against the illegal occupation of their land. I'm just being logically, morally consistent. That's all. I know it throws a lot of people off to be consistent. Yes, they have the right to defend themselves. Okay, but to me, it seems like they listen to their... Okay, it doesn't matter. Okay, so we've determined a couple things here, Scott. You always like to throw a little but. There's not a lot of but. Okay, so we've determined a few things here, Scott. One, that the Zionist Jews of Israel are illegally occupying the Palestinians' property. Okay? Okay. We've also determined here that the Palestinians, just like the Ukrainians, have a right to defend themselves, don't they? Yes, they do. The Ukraine people are being played. Yeah, well, I don't want to talk about who's being played. Well, what I'm talking about, what you said originally was, is that the Jews were victims. I'm just going to reiterate what you said. And it's not just you. This is a common position. You said that the Jews were victims, and they're getting really sick and tired of the Palestinians shooting rockets at them. That's what you said. Well, now we're learning it's a little bit more nuanced than that, isn't it? We could probably say the Palestinians are just as sick of the Jews trying to steal their land. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. It's a little more nuanced here. It's a little bit more nuanced than that. So the reason the rockets are going off is because the Jews are increasing the rate in which they're illegally building settlements on these people's property. So they're not supposed to shoot rockets? I mean, what are they supposed to do? Big Johnson, how you doing? What are they supposed to do? Just roll over? So the Jews, Scott, are not as innocent as you once originally an hour or two ago first portrayed, are they? They're not just innocent victims, right? Like I say, one of the people say about the Jews, a Jew will cry out in pain as they stab you in the back. It's an old stereotype about Jewish people. Well, this is a case actually where they kind of live it out, because they're actually stabbing somebody in the back, and when those the people who are getting stabbed in the back complain or resist the stabbing. The Jews, the Zionist Jews of Israel, claim that they're being a victim. And Scott, you were actually perpetrating that position just a little while ago. But it's not a tenable position, though, Scott, when we take in the facts. When we start taking in the facts, we start seeing, ooh. So, what does that mean? What would be the first move towards a solution? Ah, for the past 50-some years, the Jews have illegally been on somebody else's property. I would probably say step one is the Jews need to get out of there. That's not theirs. It doesn't belong to them. It's called theft. And then they need to return to their pre-67 borders. I don't see, here's where we get into it. A guy like Scott and the Jews will say, no, whenever the Palestinians stop shooting, that's when we'll, and they always say that, right? It never comes about. No, I disagree with that. I think the Palestinians actually have a right to be shooting rockets at you, bud. I think if I was over there and I was a Palestinian, I'd be shooting rockets, man, because I would be defending my family and my property, and that's what I would be doing. So I would have to say the first thing is that the Zionist Jews of Israel need to come in compliance with international law and get out of those lands. That would be the first thing. Then an official Palestinian state probably needs to be created. But all of this that is going on right now is predicated on the Jewish Zionist in Israel being in violation of international law. So thank you very much, Scott, for engaging. I really appreciate it. Yeah, I believe the Ukrainian people are being played too, but that's something different. What we're talking about here is ethics and morals. What is right, what is wrong. And we're trying to universally apply it to everybody, which is really weird today. We are so stuck down in our tribalism that everybody has a floating moral compass. It just, you know, woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Now, the same people that support Israel in their ethnic cleansing endeavors are the same people that support Trump. I mean, the diehard people. Same exact religious zealots. And normally you can't reason with these people very much. Scott, are you a fundamentalist Christian? Because that was the most open conversation I've ever had with one. What's the difference between Palestinians and Native Americans? Two different time periods. When we came here and settled this, there's a lot of differences. One of them is there wasn't any international law that you can't take land through conquest. It would be one difference. If you were a Palestinian, you would be smart enough to move like you did from Chicago. Well, here's the point, Scott. Thank you. Thank you, Scott. That's what ethnic cleansing is, and that's what the Jews want to do. If you were a Palestinian, you would be smart enough to move. It's amazing, Scott, that you support the Jews. You're actually kind of an evil person. I don't mean to tell you that you're very morally wicked. Just, I don't know if your mom told you that, but you're pretty morally wicked. Because that's exactly what the Jews are doing. They want the Palestinians to move. They're going to make life so unbearable for them. And actually, I wouldn't move. In that situation, I'd be taking out some of the enemy, is what I would be doing. But again, none of those are arguments. And again, this is a test, Scott, to see if you're a moral person or if you're evil. And if you support the Jews in their ethnic cleansing, then you're an evil person. But thank you for articulating the ethnic cleansing plan. It's exactly what it is, ethnic cleansing. The idea here is to push every Palestinian out of there. And you support it. Unfortunately. You're just like Jesus. Only a little different. Because Jesus wouldn't be doing none of this shit. The God of the Old Testament? Yeah, but not Jesus. Jesus didn't go around raping and looting and killing people. That's the God of the old, that's the Jews' God. And they're still up to it. But it's amazing how broken, like I said, that core group of Christians that supports Trump and Israel are some of the most morally evil people on the planet. These are very, very dangerous people. Everyone has a right to defend themselves. Yep, the North American Indians didn't have established laws. Nope, they were tribal, and they killed each other over land and resources. Yeah, there's a lot of difference between the Palestinian and the Native Americans, for sure. And again, I go at it with this Lakota man on Twitter. He's a very extremely racist Native American, hates white people. And I always like engaging with him. He's kind of fun. But yeah, you know, it's there's a lot of difference, and time frame wise as well. But there's a process of ethnic cleansing, and believe it or not, devout evangelical fundamentalist Christians actually support ethnic cleansing. You've imagined the poor little kids over there that are suffering. The things that they do, and it's amazing that these followers of Jesus actually support such things, but they do. And there's, you know, again, hey, let me ask you this, Scott. Do you think, well, we'll leave Scott alone. Scott was good enough to at least engage me on an intelligent level, and he was intellectually honest and admitted that, yeah, the Jews are in violation of international law and illegally building houses on somebody else's property. Thank you very much. And he also agreed that the Palestinians also have a right to defend themselves. So I don't know how you could be on, knowing those two things in this current situation that's going on in Jenin, then you would have to take, morally, you would have to take the side of the Palestinians, not the Jews, right? They're illegally on somebody else's property, building houses. Most certainly, we cannot say that the bad person here are the people resisting being occupied. How could that? That'd be like saying, you know, the lady that got raped, it's the rapist that's the victim. I mean, I'm trying to follow you here, man. I'm trying to follow you here. But again, if you're going to be morally consistent, then you cannot support the Jews. But your religious devotion, you are a Christian, right? You're going to chuck all that underneath the bus, and you're going to go with your religious tribe. And that's immoral. That's not morals at all. That's some of the most wicked, wicked evil, human evil on the planet, as a matter of fact. Wow. Go ahead and ask me. Ask you what? Oh, say whatever you want, Scott. Like I said, if you're a moral person, you're going to have to be on the side of the Palestinians here. I mean, when we take the facts, right? Oh, one group of people is illegally taking land away and oppressing the other group of people, and those people are resisting that. Well, the bad guy here ain't the people that are resisting. You know what I'm saying, man? It's actually inversed. It's backwards. Given those facts, I don't know how you could be moral and support the Zionist Jews of Israel. I don't know. How do you do that, Scott? Or are you still doing that? Or have you given way to facts and reality? Because I don't know how you would do that. How you would take the side of the rapist and say that rape victim is bad for resisting the rapist? Would you do that, Scott? If there was some dude that was raping a lady, and that lady was maybe she took her nails and poked him in the eye, would you then say, man, that rapist is really getting sick and tired of all these victims poking him in the eye? Ugh, they're terrorists. Poking that poor guy in the eye. He's just trying to rape him. You wouldn't make that argument, would you? Yeah, I don't know what I was asking. I'm asking you something else, Scott. I'm talking about your moral compass here. And I'm kind of relaying it to other situations. Like I was talking about a guy that's raping a lady, and kind of like morally what you're doing is you're taking the side of the rapist. I hope you hear what I'm saying. You have taken the side of the rapist as being the victim, because the lady that is getting raped poked the rapist in the eye. Keeps on poking him in the eye. Huh. That poor rapist. He's the victim. He's the victim. Do you see what I'm saying, Scott? Are you getting it? How that don't go? And isn't it amazing that you would take the opposite moral stand? Isn't it amazing that you would actually literally take the side of a rapist, i.e. Israel? E.g. Israel. The perpetrator of the crime is the victim. Can you believe you actually held that position an hour ago, Scott? I don't know if you still hold that position, but isn't that amazing that you would actually come to the aid of a rapist? Of course not. I'm for rape or murder, but I'm not sure I see Israel. Well, it doesn't matter whether you see it that way. It is that way. It is that way. We've already said, you agreed, Israel is occupying illegally. They're in violation of law. They are in violation of international law, and they are stealing land from people. Okay? So the Palestinians are the victim in this exchange here. As you admitted, and rightfully so, the Jews are in violation of international law. They are illegally occupying somebody else's land, and they have no intention of giving it back. They are actually building settlements and apartment complexes and neighborhoods on somebody else's land. Okay? So there's a perpetrator and there's a victim here. Same thing with rape. They're going to be a perpetrator and there's going to be a victim. Right? And there's no apples and oranges here, morally speaking. We're talking about victims and perpetrators of different crimes. One is, well, stealing somebody's lands is a type of rape and a violation. But so when the lady that is getting raped strikes out at the person that is raping her, we generally do not come to the aid of the perp, of the rapist, and say that the rapist is a victim of the resistance of the lady being raped. We wouldn't do that in that situation. But for some reason, people like you do that in the case of Israel. If you are correct, then the United Nations would get involved. The United Nations has said they're inviolate. Look, dude. Ugh. No, dude. First of all, the United Nations is the U.S. Do you understand that? First of all, the United Nations is the U.S. We are the United Nations, dude. Okay? Oh, my God. So we're not going to go back and forth here. They are in violation of international. See, you just regressed. Now you're going to take back. No, dude. We've already... Dude, you just either have to be intellectually honest or leave. One of the two. I know you don't like my street logic here, because it makes it so clear how fucked up your position is. I understand you don't like that. I totally get it. But I am accurately articulating your position, where you are coming to the aid of the perpetrator of the crime. And you are claiming that the perpetrator of the crime is a victim. It's exactly what you're doing, when they're not. The Palestinians have a right to defend themselves from aggression. The Jews are aggressors. To see it any other way, I can't, is to say that the sun is an ice cube. I'm serious. I am correct. And the United Nations, except for the United States, has determined that, and the ICC, International Court, all of them, dude, I'm not arguing about this. The Jews are in violation of international law, period. We can move on now. It's not if you say somebody would have... No, dude. People have been trying to do something for a long time, but what they do is they act like you. They don't have a moral compass. So they are in violation of international law. The Jews are not the victim here. The Palestinians are the victim here. There's no doubt about it. I wouldn't want to be treated like that. You wouldn't want to be treated like that. And what the Jews do to those poor people over there is disgusting. Okay? Just by anybody's, you know, standard. And if you're going to be intellectually honest and you're going to be a moral person, then that's cool. Or you're going to be a tribalist and you're going to have a team that takes precedence over any rule of law, any moral code, any universal principles. And that's what most people do today, especially your group of people. You said you are a Christian. Some of the most evil people in the world today are the mega cult GOP evangelical fundamentalist Christians. Some of the most immoral, evil people in the world, because they'll do things like support a rapist, because the rapist also believes in a very similar mythology. But thank you for your momentary walk out into the sun of clear daylight. And I'm glad we concluded that, yeah, they're in violation of law. Two things. Israeli Jews are in violation of international law. And number two, we agreed that the Palestinians, along with every other person on the planet, has a right to defend themselves against aggression. So if we have those principles and then we apply an objective view of what's going on there right now, then we have to take the side of rationally, we have to take the side of the Palestinians if we're on the side of righteousness. If you're wanting to uphold Zionism, Christianity, and all that shit, then you can go the moral path over there. But that's pretty much how we're at. The Palestinian people are the victims, but they are being used as pawns. Yeah, I'm sure they are. A lot of people being pawns, but those poor people are a victim over there. I'm glad you could say that, because when I first started talking to you, the Zionist Jews were the victims. And I'd say the first step is for the Jews to get out of those territories and go back to their pre-67 borders. Seems pretty reasonable as a first step. And, but I just wanted to clear that. I'm glad you came on here, Scott. Thank you very much. Again, I'm still going to do a live stream at 4 o'clock today. It's going to be a 4 o'clock New Mexico time. It's going to be an open topic like I like to do on Fridays. We covered a lot of different things here this week. This is an issue I've covered for a long, long time. And, really, really sad to see. And, again, human beings frighten me because of their lack of morality. Their ability to employ nos pathology, as Eric Vogelin would say, the ability to look straight at evil and not see it, like Scott, to look at this situation and to decide the rapist is the victim, the perpetrator of the rape is the victim, is an example of nos pathology. This is how Hitler came to power. This is how Trump's going to come back to power if he comes back to power. Thanks for this topic. I don't know much about it. Why do you think Trump supports the Jews? Was it money? Well, I know his daughter's married to Kushner. I don't know what his reasoning was that to solidify his base. I don't know why he did that. Have you ever seen Roger Waters' work on this topic? Roger Water? Pink Floyd Roger Water? I know he's going through some kind of woke silliness because of clothing he wore in Germany or something like that. But, yeah, I don't know why Trump did that. It wasn't any moral conviction. you know, and I was against when he did that, when he officially recognized Jerusalem as the capital of Israel and moved our embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. What do you mean, Roger Waters' work on this topic? Like I said, I know he's been in the news lately as being an anti-Semite, I guess, which people don't understand the wall. It's amazing. But it was funny that the last live stream I did, the guy came on and called me an anti-Semite and said he was going to report me, which is what they do. Again, I can't tell you, man, a great book to read is The Holocaust Industry by Norman Finkelstein, and it's how these Zionist Jews, in order to silence you, from criticizing Israel in any way, shape, or form, they always pull the anti-Semite card, you know. Yeah, from Pink Floyd. I don't know what you're talking about, Sean. His work on... He's not really talking... I don't think I've heard Roger say anything about the Israeli... I don't think he's a supporter of Israel, I don't believe. But I guess... he was given shit because he was wearing a Nazi coat or something. I don't know what the silliness is. When were international laws put in place and who by? Oh, there was a series of conventions, Geneva Conventions, where and the UN at the same time. It was a League of Nations prior, but then the UN forms and they made a international code of law. We were in on this. We helped do it. And I can't remember which article it is in the Geneva Convention, but it's international law after World War II when all the nations got to the member states anyway and agreed that these are the borders and there's no more acquiring land via conquest. That's when they were made. That's who they were made by. Roger, is Pink Floyd is a big supporter of the Palestinians. Oh, yeah. He has been championing the position of the Palestinians. Good. In this ongoing conflict. I think he did a documentary on it. Oh, I hope so. Report it again. Take yourself and your little white supremacy cult over to True Social. You can report me all you want, man. It doesn't, you know, doesn't matter to me. I expect to get reported. White supremacy. What is white supremacy? Do you support Jewish supremacy? Because you want to talk about supremacy. Ah! Are you Jewish? By the way, are you Jewish? Just out of curiosity. This guy's here again, the one that was reporting me and saying, so last time I was an anti-Semite, this time I'm a white supremacist. You're going to hit all the bases? It'd be interesting to see if you actually have any arguments. It'd be interesting to see if you could possibly engage as an adult to people that disagree. Or is that all you do is call names and report people? Or do you have anything else? Did you read this book? You ought to read this book. It talks all about you. There's nothing unique about what you're doing here. Nothing unique at all. Would you like to, you know, do you have any positions on this? Or have I whooped your ass so thoroughly that's all you can do is call names and report? I whooped you pretty good. There's no doubt about that. It's crazy. These days we can't have a conversation. People just pout and report. Yeah, I know. That's what they do, man. They can't contend. That's what people do when they cannot contend in the arena of ideas. See, I'm actually correct. I'm factually correct. That person is probably a Jewish supremacist who cannot defend his position in the arena of ideas. They're pretty... you're such a racist, Chuck, for living with the Alley Boys like you did. Yeah, right. You know, exactly. That's what I say all the time. Oh yeah, pretty much dedicated my life to helping black people. Weird racist, but okay. but let's see if this person comes in and do you have anything to say, you know, other than you know, call me. What is a white supremacist, by the way? I'm always curious as to what a white supremacist even is. I don't even know what that is. I'd like to, if you could unpack that. And are you Jewish, by the way? Are you Jewish who supports the state of Israel? You are a great debater. Some people just can't handle it. Oh, thanks, Scott. Yeah, I could have been an attorney. I would have been a hell of a prosecuting attorney. I sure would have. But I can keep it real simple. I actually think like an attorney. The way I ask, you know, get rid of all the peripheral shit that people throw up and stick to the point, and you know, you can. That's how you get to closer to the truth. You can't get sidetracked by all this peripheral, you know, stuff that people throw out there all the time, because you have to come to certain conclusions. Like, if we were going to talk about, he calls me a white supremacist. My first question is what is a white supremacist? He might be right. I might be a white supremacist. I don't know. I don't even know what he's talking about. So, you know, and people generally don't do that, you know. Ask, you know, what do you mean by white supremacist? I don't know what he means by that. He might be right. I don't know. I got to know what he means. You know, people say, you're a racist. Usually you can end that conversation and say, oh, what's a racist? Generally ends most conversations because people don't think. they just open their mouth. They like to hear the sound of air passing through their teeth, I guess. So that's it. You're just going to call me a white supremacist, an anti-Semite, and report me. Okay. I'd be embarrassed if I was you. You can't muster up any sort of... and they can't because I'm right. And it really is that simple, right? And here's what people don't do, what I did. I used, like, Scott didn't like that I was using a rapist and a lady that was being raped as an analogy of Israel and Palestine, because there's the similarities there are like, whoa. And people, when you put it to them that way, they're like, holy shit, right? Wow, I never thought of it that way. And that's how you can change people's minds. More honest people will think, that was my position. That's not right. I can't support the rapist. But people do, you know. We did, like I said, Abraham and Isaac. Amazing to me that people, like, they built a religion, a morality around some guy who's going to kill his fucking kid. Think about it. Some guy was going to just blindly listen to a voice in his head, lies to his kid, sneak, he's going to kill his kid. And this is where we're going to build a whole moral system around that. It's amazing. But I've had so many people say, wow, I never thought of it that way. You know? But that's what it is. The main message there is blind obedience to authority. That's what Abraham and Isaac. It's not morally good. It's totalitarian beneficial. But in this particular situation, the reason the Palestinians are throwing missiles up in the air is because there's intruders on their property and they're not treating them very well. And you'd probably be throwing some rockets too. And the first step, I think, to any sort of peace over in that region is them Zionist Jews need to get out of those people's land. And go back to the legal borders of 1967. That would be a real good place to start. Until then, Israel's the aggressor. And the Palestinians have a right to defend themselves against Israeli aggression. And you can call it terrorism. They're fighting dirty. You know, I guess so. But they have a right to defend themselves as all people do. You know, and if it's wrong for Putin to invade Ukraine... then you have to be morally consistent and recognize that it's wrong for the Israelis to steal the Palestinians' land. It just doesn't work like that. And it's amazing how they treat those poor people over there. That's what's really, you know, the videos that we have today, I mean, it's really sad how those people are being treated. And to see people who claim to be part of some moral majority, this is what really just is like, you got to pinch yourself. The group of people that's claiming to be the moral majority is actually taking the side of the rapist. Somebody beam me up, Scotty, because there's no fucking intelligent life here. You know what I'm saying, man? That's pretty wacky. I got to share a foxhole with you motherfuckers. Woo! All right, so I guess you're not going to defend yourself. Thank you for reporting me. Appreciate it. Yeah, good luck with that. Thanks for the name calling. Better luck next time. And I will see you guys later today at 4 o'clock. We'll have an open topic, whatever you guys want to talk about. And again, super chats are open on these if you wish to kick in a buck or two to support my efforts. Also, ChuckGines.com. You can become a member over there and have access to exclusive content for a mere $9.99 for the entire year. Ooh, great deal over there. And then that's helps support my efforts as an independent journalist and somebody who is a part of the new media. Just one guy in search of the true, the good, and the beautiful. See you guys later this afternoon.